You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, if you are a resident of Gauteng, there are some matters that have come up that you might want to be aware of. It seems as though there's a severe backlog within the civil justice system. If you have a civil claim against someone, you could be waiting up to 5 years before that claim is heard and before you get your day in court. I'm joined on the line by Nicolette De Wet, chair of the High Court Committee of the Pretoria Attorneys Association, to take a look at this and understand what's going on here. Good evening, Nicolette. Thanks so much for taking the time. 5 years waiting for a day in court. What's going on?
Yes, Jimmy, it's actually a tragedy. It seems that the situation is that we do not have sufficient judges to hear the volumes of civil trials that have to be dealt with in Gauteng. And the result of that is that trial dates are currently being allocated for May 2029.
May 2029, that is insane. That is actually 5 years away. When we look at civil matters, Nicolette, what do we deem as a civil matter and how do we kind of understand which matters would fall within this bracket?
These would classically be liability matters, so that excludes family law matters. Maybe I should take a step back. A civil matter is where one civil person or a corporate entity has a dispute against another civil person or a corporate entity. So it excludes criminal matters. That's basically what we're dealing with. In short, most of these matters are matters against the Road Accident Fund, personal injury matters against PRASA, medical negligent matters, and then you would also have purely civil or commercial disputes between entities.
Now, Nicolette, obviously these are very serious matters because the parties involved here as well have exhausted whatever options they've exhausted in terms of arbitration and feel that a court needs to adjudicate on their situations. What does having a five-year backlog mean from an impact perspective? Obviously, it becomes a costly exercise to have to wait 5 years to resolve something.
That is true. And that's why we use the words tragedy and we use the words crisis when we discuss this issue, because not only from a commercial perspective in terms of these waiting times, if you look at the people that are mostly affected, it is the poorest of the poor. It is people who have been injured in motor vehicle accidents. They cannot be treated for the injuries. And many of these injuries are very serious injuries, brain injuries, paraplegics, people like that. If you have a commercial dispute, for example, you're a company that has a commercial dispute against an entity that owes you money, you cannot wait for 5 years to have that dispute resolved. Your company will go into liquidation way before the matter has seen the inside of a courtroom. So that is what we are calling this, a constitutional crisis that we're finding ourselves in, because South African citizens are being their right to access to courts, which is something that is entrenched in the Constitution, is now being taken away simply by virtue of the fact that we do not see the inside of a court before 4 to 5 years.
Nicolette, let's elaborate on this constitutional right. There's a concept called meaningful access, and I suppose this is where it's everybody's right to have meaningful access to these services, or at least to have the ability to engage with the courts if you need to. How is this backlog now infringing on that meaningful access point?
It's basically taking it away, because it's one thing to have meaningful access on paper and to say that there's the court, you have meaningful access on paper. Oh, but wait, you must just wait 4 to 5 years until you get a trial date. So it's literally taking away the substance of the concept of meaningful access to the courts. And that's why the Pretoria Attorneys Association and many other associations dealing with these matters, such as PIPLA, who's an association of personal injury lawyers, is working quite hard to bring this to the fore. What we basically want to see is that the issue is taken up in Parliament and that the Minister of Justice, as a crisis measure, appoints more judges in the Gauteng space, because that is where it's the only area in the country where we have this huge crisis.
Nicolette, are there other options that can be explored at this stage? I mean, obviously, personnel shortage is something that needs to be addressed from a long-term perspective as well, and appointing judges is one way to do it. Are there other steps that can be put in place, whether it's by the Minister of Justice or by the courts themselves? How do we remedy the personnel shortage that we're seeing?
Jimmy, there are other steps that can be considered and that can be discussed. And in fact, the deputy judge presidents in the Gauteng sphere, the DJP Sutherland of Johannesburg and DJP Letwaba of Pretoria, have recently held a stakeholder meeting with all of the stakeholders to come up with possible solutions. The outcome of that meeting was that a working committee was appointed to investigate possible solutions. One of these solutions is possible arbitration, but the question then remains, who is going to pay for the arbitration if you are dealing with indigent plaintiffs litigating to eventually get their damages? Another option that is being considered is possibly creating separate courts, just like we have a labor court and that we have a special commercial crimes court, creating separate courts for certain personal injury matters, such as claims against the road accident fund, to be heard in those courts. And then that specific judges with expertise in personal injury matters be appointed to deal with those matters. The point that we are making is simply that whilst we are having meetings and thinking of all of these solutions, we are having a crisis. We have to explain to our clients each and every day, you have to wait for 4.5 to 5 years to get to court. And in fact, clients are taking many of their attorneys to the LPC, the Legal Practice Commission, because they don't want to believe it if we tell our clients that they actually have to wait so long to see the inside of the court. And that is why we're saying there are other alternatives that can be considered and that should be considered, but it's probably going to take 5 to 6 years for those alternatives to be implemented. And the question that arises then is, where will the trial dates be by then? We are making a lot of noise at this stage for Parliament to look at a crisis intervention, and the simplest and quickest intervention is to appoint more judges, even if it is only on a contract basis. This is a time for thinking out of the box and not using old school solutions, making use of electronic courtrooms and trying to just get the waiting time within normal limits whilst we look at more permanent alternative solutions.
Mm. Nicolette, how easy would it be to appoint more judges? Is it a matter of saying we can pull judges that are qualified from other jurisdictions or other areas around the country and sort of give them the authority to act on these sorts of matters? Is the process something where we have the judges available, they just need to be given the requisite authority, as you suggest?
I don't think it's as simple as that, unfortunately, Jimmy, because my understanding is that judges from other divisions are not easily willing to be uprooted. And those divisions are also, they also have their numbers of matters to deal with. So we would have to recruit these judges from within the legal fraternity, going through the usual judicial appointment process. That having been said, that process does not necessarily have to be a very long and cumbersome process. It's a question of advertising positions or inviting possible incumbents to apply for positions. There's a specific set of requirements that have to be met. And then the applications would have to be vetted and interviews would, of course, have to be held by the Judicial Services Commissions and appointments made. And in the meantime, acting judges can also be appointed. There are a number of acting judges already serving. So one can also look amongst those acting judges for judges who've gained the necessary experience while acting to become permanent judges.
We certainly need to tackle this and we need to improve whatever we need to, or we need to have the conversations that we need to have to improve the situation. Otherwise, we find ourselves in something that could potentially get a lot worse, a lot quicker. Thank you so much for those insights, Nicolette. That's Nicolette DeWitt, who is chair of the High Court Committee of the Pretoria Attorneys Association on the backlog that could potentially see you having to wait 5 years before your civil matter is heard in court.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.